The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Run by the paint. Oh, beautiful backdoor. Maskey lays it up and in. Run by Drew, the double team, and bounced it right between him to Torrey Maskey, 23-20 Loomis.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Loomis as the Wolves battle Elm Creek and Overton takes on SEM. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound ripped down by the Eagles and Paige Smith. That's her fifth. Quickly up to the other end. They try to dump it inside. Brown gives it off to Beavers. Another layup.
The 38th annual KFC tournament tips off tonight with top-seeded Loomis looking to make another run to the championship. But seeds have meant little in the tournament the past few seasons. Tonight's winners face off in Thursday's semifinals at Kearney. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Loomis with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Loomis, Nebraska, and the New Tech Seed pregame show, continuing coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament. Monday is quarterfinal night for the ladies. Two games are already in the books. Here it was Overton rallying from five down at halftime to defeat SEM 49-44, and they will play the winner of this game between top seed Loomis and the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. The other two games tonight are over at Eustis, and in the first game, pulling away in the second half, Amherst was up two at the half. They win it 52-34 over Axtell. Eustis Farnham and Elwood just getting ready to play. Well, this is a 1-8 matchup, but numerous times Jimmy Rayburn, who I've known for a long time, says I'm nervous about this one, and he probably should be. Elm Creek took him to double overtime earlier this season after the Christmas break, the first game after the Christmas break. Loomis was down 17 in the first half, forced overtime, though, and did end up winning it 55-52. So can they get off to a better start tonight, or will the Elm Creek Lady Buffs, who have won three in a row, come out of that play-in game that they won on Saturday and advance on? They defeated Pleasanton 55-30. There always seems to be an upset. So far tonight, the top seeds have advanced on. Will that continue? We'll find out. More on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits. It is always the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also going on tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM of the Lou Platte Conference, Adams Central's girls are hosting Gibbon. It's time to look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to FivePointsBank.com and check out Solutions. It's products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is simply better. First off, for the visiting Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, number 10 is a 5'3 senior, Whitney Hubbard. Number 21, a 5'8 junior, Jackie Berkey. Number 23, a 5'6 senior, Haley Boston. Number 31, a 5'6 senior, Hadley Dyer. And number 41, a 5'9 senior, Katie Meyer. The head coach of the Elm Creek Lady Buffs is Mike Ford, assisted by Susie Ortmeyer and Lindsay Ketter. They are 6-10, but have won their last three ball games. Now for the Lewis Lady Wolves. Number 14, a 5'7 junior, Tori Maskey. Number 22, a 5'3 senior, is Sydney Bartrup. Number 32, a 5'9 junior, Paige Thorell. Number 34, a 5'4 junior, April Collin. And number 44, 6-foot senior, Olivia Rodenbaugh. Head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves is Jim Rayburn, assisted by Cole Carraher and Mike Mefford. Loomis is 11-3 on the season. They are ranked 7th and 10th in the Omaha Lincoln Papers in Class D2. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with the start of tonight's game right after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Dennis, we're ready to go. The ball is in the air, and Loomis will win the opening tip here. They will move from right to left as you view it from the benches. We're on the stage here at Loomis, and, of course, we are on the far end, so Loomis going away from us as Elm Creek zones it up. Rodenbaugh, baseline jumper is good, though. Nice turnaround jumper, well defended, but Rodenbaugh gets Loomis off to a good start. And much like we saw in the last game, now SEM has to handle SEM's pressure, or Loomis's pressure, because that's what they are all about. Pressure, 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 and more pressure. And you could tell the first time they played, they weren't able to get anything going offensively, so they couldn't slap the pressure on like they wanted to defensively. SEM losing tonight to Overton, and now Elm Creek trying to pull an upset, but they have the ball knocked around on the floor. They're letting them fight for it. And we're going to have a foul called on Loomis. Scrapping for the ball on the ground. And the foul going to be called on Paige Thorell. That is the first of the basketball game. Elm Creek will maintain possession here in their dark blue traveling jerseys with the yellow and white trim, home white and green trim for Loomis on their home court. Inbounds pass comes to Whitney Hubbard. She'll dribble to the top of the circle. The ball's knocked away. It ends up in the back court. And a foul is going to be called on Loomis. April Collin will be called for the fouls. Two quick fouls here. And again, something that they don't want to see on the Loomis sideline is a struggle early on here. So that's why they wanted to see that bucket right off the get-go. Coach Mike Ford already a little bit in the ear there of our officials. And we'll tell you about them in a moment. But first, free throw line. Jumper by Berkey is blocked by Rodenbaugh. And Loomis will come out of there with a basketball. Into the hands of their guard. Sydney Bartra pushes it up the left side. Goes all the way till she stopped and then kicks it off into the corner. Nothing there for Maskey. Maskey needs some help. They're really pressuring the ball. Loomis forces it to the right side. Now dumps it into Rodenbaugh. She's fouled. Elm Creek was just a little late getting there off the quick ball movement. And Rodenbaugh, who just threw it towards the rim, will get two free throws. The foul will be on Katie Meyer. First on Elm Creek. And Rodenbaugh, who has the only bucket of the game, will shoot two free throws. And the first one is up and in. Chad Beasley, Leon Pierce, Tim O'Day, our three-man crew here tonight. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Rodenbaugh has the first 4 points of the game, and Loomis leads it by a score of 4-0 with pressure out of the backcourt being supplied by Sydney Bartrup. Elm Creek gets it across the timeline, but then tripping up, falling on the ball, and a timeout called by Elm Creek. Hadley Dyer was down. There was nothing she was going to be able to do, so Coach Mike Ford calls the timeout to save the possession. And with 6:39 to go here in the first quarter, it's 4-0 Loomis.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
All right, back to action here at the FKC quarterfinals. The Elm Creek girls with the basketball work it into the hands of Haley Boston. Swings it right side. Long range jumper is up and it is in for Hadley Dyer. And Dyer will get Elm Creek on the board at 4-2. Up the floor with it. Wasting no time, Loomis. They want to get up and down the floor. And they want to get it inside to Rodenbaugh. But now she's on the bench. Rodenbaugh trying to get the basketball, and it's stolen away. That time, Elm Creek made the steal. First turnover of the game. Elm Creek will get it into the front court to Boston. Back up top. 17-footer on the way and good. Back-to-back buckets by Hadley Dyer. And just like that, the Buffaloes tie the game 4-4. 2 minutes in. So it was slow to the start of each quarter of our previous game. Not so here. Rodenbaugh on the right elbow. Kicks it to the left wing. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Bartruff. Rebound, Rodenbaugh. Back up and in. So Rodenbaugh has all 6 points now for Loomis, and they lead it 6-4. Put that zone trap pressure on. Elm Creek throws around it and over it to the baseline. Berkey, open jumper, but she misfired badly that time. It came up way short, and Tori Maskey will grab the rebound here for Loomis. Get it into the hands of Bartruff. They'll try the right side this time. Into Rodenbaugh, the cutter spins off the glass, no good. Tip try, no good, out of bounds, and it will go to Loomis, they say. Trying to see who got the tip try in there. And I believe that was Paige Thorell. And now off the inbounds, a three-point opportunity that is no good by April Collins. She tries to follow her shot. It's on the floor. We'll get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Elm Creek. Winner will play fourth seed Overton at the Viero Event Center in Kearney Thursday night at 6:15. Amherst also a winner tonight. They'll play the Eustace Farnham Elwood winner at 8 o'clock, and you'll hear every game on the girls' side from here on out on the FKC tournament on ESPN 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Boston baseline jumper, no good. Berkey fights to get the offensive rebound. May have been a little over the back, but I don't think it's going to work anyway. We're going to get a tie-up. There have been more girls on the floor here tonight than there were mops at halftime. I mean, that's like the fifth scrum. And another jump ball, and this time the arrow points the way of the Loomis Lady Wolves. So Elm Creek had a chance there and gave it up. So ball back into the hands of Bartruff, and Bartruff gets it into the front court as Paige Rademacher is checked in. Good depth for Loomis. That's one thing that's a benefit. Try the entry pass to Maskey. It's punched away. They get it back to the baseline. Collin with the jumper, no good. Maskey got the rebound, gave it to Rodenbaugh. She'll lay it up and in. Nice play by Tori Maskey, who was falling out of bounds on the right side of the hoop, flipped it to the left side of the hoop, and that's where Rodenbaugh laid it in. She's got all 8 points. And Elm Creek throws it away again, trying to lob it into the paint that time. They're just not the tallest team out there. They've got a couple of tall girls, but haven't been able to get it to Berkey and Meyer as much as they wanted by tall, 5'9", 5'8". That's as tall as they've got on the other end. You got Rodenbaugh at least 6 feet. They list her at 6, but she looks like she could be a little taller than that compared to the other two. And now the ball will be turned over. The steal is made by Whitney Hubbard. Each team with a couple of turnovers. Hubbard doesn't have the numbers, so she'll kick it to the trailer. That's Berkey. Has the lane. Takes the 12-footer. No good. And then Katie Meyer. She didn't even need a ladder the way she crawled up the back of April Collin. And that'll be the second foul on Meyer. And checking into the game now for her will be Kadra Brodeen. And for Loomis, checking into the ball game will be Brooke Thorell, 5'10 junior. Now also coming in, Janessa Bergman. So Coach Jim Rayburn has the luxury of being able to sub in quite a few different kids, which Elm Creek probably doesn't. Much more than seven, and Coach Ford would be going down a bench. Thorell in the paint. One dribble to the right side. Takes the jumper. It's up and in. Brooke Thorell knocks it down. And makes it 10-4 now in favor of Loomis. 3.5 to go here. First quarter of play as Boston will bring the ball across the timeline. Give it over to Dyer. Now here's Berkey. That's Brodeen. Jumper no good. And a foul called on the rebound, this time on Loomis. And it's going to be on Rodenbaugh, her first, and the team's third. So Elm Creek to throw it out underneath Hadley Dyer. Elm Creek, I'm not sure they know what they want to do here on the inbound, so they dump it into the corner to Berkey. Up top, they'll get it to Boston. Dribbles into pressure. Couple of passes back out on the side of the key into the hands of Dyer. Up top, Berkey. Thought about the jumper. Then Rodenbaugh went to block the shot. They're going to call her for a foul. Two quick ones on Olivia Rodenbaugh and two free throws coming up for Jackie Berkey. Berkey, Boston, Brodeen. So plenty of B's out there along with Hadley Dyer and Whitney Hubbard. The free throw on the way, and the first one of the game for Elm Creek is good. Jackie Berkey will get another one. Loomis has Paige Thorell, Paige Rademacher, Sydney Bartruff. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Brooke Thorell. Gives it off to Bartruff up the floor the right side. Rodenbaugh with those two fouls takes a seat. That leaves Thorell as your post presence along with Brooke, both of them, Paige and Brooke. Get it to the high post to Paige. Swings it right side for a three-pointer. It's off the iron, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it looks like Elm Creek came out of there with it. And Kadra Brodeen finds Boston and into the front court. They come to Dyer. High post, Berkey. Pass to Dyer is tipped, but she runs it down. Into the hands there of Kadra Brodeen. And the pass gets away, goes all the way into the back court, and it will be an over and back on Elm Creek. Again, earlier tonight, Overton came back to beat SEM 49-44. Amherst a winner tonight over Eustis Farnham, over Axtell 52-34. And right now, Eustis Farnham and Elwood playing. As they tipped off just a little bit ago, we'll have a score update on that in just a moment. Right elbow with it is going to be Paige Thorell. Thorell throws it out on the wing to Bergman. Now the left side, the jumper is no good by Paige Rademacher, and the rebound brought down by Haley Boston. And Boston will find a way to get out of there with a basketball. And now a timeout called by Coach Ford, his second here in the first quarter. This will be a full-length timeout. With 2:20 to go in the first quarter of play, it is Loomis 10 and Elm Creek 5. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, brought to you by Misco Sports.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustis Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Back to the FKC Tournament Elm Creek basketball. Get it into the hands here of Katie Meyer down the baseline. Boston got hooked as she got underneath and now has to kick it back out into the hands of Hadley Dyer. There's more fans on hand here because the home team is playing in this game in Loomis. Dyer with it, dumps it down to Boston, but there's no room. She's underneath the hoop, but wide open in the paint is Katie Meyer, and she'll knock it down. Great pass. They saw what Loomis was doing. They double-teamed her underneath the hoop, and there was a little room to make the pass, and did. Nice job there by the Buffaloes, 10-7. Loomis leads it by three. Loomis trapped up across the timeline. Now they'll get it to the high post to Paige Thorell, and as she drives, a reach-in foul called on the Buffaloes. Now Rodenbaugh's on the bench here with a couple of fouls, and so not much offense since she's went down. The foul will be called on Hadley Dyer, her first, third on Elm Creek. 10-7, a minute 37 to go here in quarter number three. Loomis ball, trouble getting it in finally. Bartruff will come take it to the outlet, then go to the baseline. Turnaround jumper no good by Brooke Thorell, but draws the foul. So Brooke will go to the line. She's the only player that scored besides Rodenbaugh. And the foul is on Jackie Berkey, her first. Each team with four fouls already here in the first quarter. And the free throw by Brooke Thorell is on the way, and it is no good. Still a fairly young team, a lot of juniors on this Loomis Lady Wolves team. Now Paige Rademacher, Sydney Bartruff, Olivia Rodenbaugh are seniors, but they're the only three. Second free throw now coming up for Thorell. And this one on the way and good. So Brooke gets one of two. She's got 3 points. It's 11-7 Loomis with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Elm Creek, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Elm Creek overloads on the right side. They try to get it to the baseline. It'll be punched out of bounds. So they'll have to throw it in again here. Loomis boys and girls getting to host tonight and tomorrow. The only school getting to do that. Inbounds pass comes to Berkey, who banks in a 17-footer. Jackie Berkey with her first bucket. The lead is cut to 2, 11-9 Loomis with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. Tomorrow, SEM Pleasanton boys are first, then Loomis Amherst the rematch. Collin drives the baseline. The ball's kicked. It goes out of bounds. It will stay with Loomis. And to throw it in here on the baseline is Janessa Bergman. Loomis will box the lane, kick out in the left-hand corner to Brooke Thorell. Now trying to get it back over there to Bergman for a three. She steps inside the arc, puts up the 16-footer over everything. Maybe the three-pointer would have worked. And the rebound brought down by Haley Boston. Boston leaves it to the right-hand corner. Now back up to the baseline, to the free-throw line, Jackie Berkey. And we are tied at 11. Two good passes, and Berkey ties this game up at 11, erasing an early six-point deficit. And then at the other end, the human pinball is Brooke Thorell as she is fouled, scooting down the left side of the lane. And that could be on either one of the Loomis Wolves. But it's going to be on Katie Meyer, and that is her third. That has been a problem for Katie all season, foul trouble. And Kadra Brodeen will have to come in her place. So Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Again, trying to set up a three in the corner, but Collin is covered. Now bounce pass between the double team to Thorell. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Tori Maskey, and she'll put it back up and in. Loomis regains the lead, 13-11 on the offensive putback by Maskey. At the other end, quick jumper, Brodeen to the corner. Spins out, no good. And the ball is grabbed by Maskey. Outlet pass is deflected away. But Loomis will get another chance here with 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. They'll put a little pressure out of the backcourt. And Loomis, now they throw it in. It's going to be stolen away by Hadley Dyer. And Dyer will give it back out to Berkey, and then it's knocked away. Might have been a foul. Loomis will steal the basketball. Going the other way, they'll get it to Collin. She drops it. It's a grease pig. We got a jump ball. Arrow belongs to Elm Creek. That last play, Jim Ray was saying, you're fine, throw it in. Well, about that time, that's when Dyer stepped in front, so they threw it in, and Dyer made the steal. Well, I guess it's Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. And on the inbound, a quick shot and a quick foul. I've been off on my jump balls tonight, so I apologize for that. But a chance for two free throws here for Janessa Bergman. Looking for her first point. The foul is on Hadley Dyer, so Elm Creek's got to be a little careful. That's six fouls. Free throw too strong by Bergman. 7 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. 13-11 Loomis. Second free throw now for Bergman is up, and it's good. 14-11, can Elm Creek get a good shot? Boston, midcourt with 3 seconds, two. She lost the ball and a travel call. There's 1.5. Good defense by April Collins, so now Loomis gets a chance. See if somebody can cast up a long one. Courtney Palmer comes in. And also in is Sydney Bartruff. So let's see who gets the shot away. April Collins there. Trying to get it into Collin, and she can't get one away. And that's the end of the first quarter of play in our Fort Kearney Conference Girls quarterfinal. Top seed Loomis leading Elm Creek 14-11. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Glad to have you back with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We head to the second quarter of play. It will be Elm Creek basketball, and they trail 14-11 here to the Loomis Wolves. Don't forget college basketball currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. But Dyer starts the quarter with a three. It's no good. Boston will get the rebound. Has to kick it out. That was the first three of the game attempted by Elm Creek. Loomis is 0 of 3. We'll give you some other first quarter numbers here in a moment, but a walk. In the first quarter, Elm Creek 5, turnovers Loomis 3, rebounds Loomis 7, Elm Creek 4. Free throw shooting, Loomis 4 of 6, Elm Creek 1 of 2. Jackie Berkey leads Elm Creek with 5. Olivia Rodenbaugh has 8 for Loomis. Pittsburgh 63, West Virginia 58, 2.5 to go on ESPN as Loomis fires a 3 from the left-hand corner. No good. Offensive rebound for April Collin. Get it down low. The jumper will not go for Paige Thorell. And the rebound is brought down by Whitney Hubbard. Hubbard pushes the ball into the front court here. Skip pass over to the left wing. Into Brodeen. Of course, Meyer on the bench with 3 fouls. The ball is kicked. And so they'll inbound it again. Right in front of us here at the Loomis Gymnasium. 14-11, your score. Inbounds, Boston is wide open at the top of the circle, decides not to take the three, dribbles in, then dribbles into pressure. And they'll have to give the ball off to Hadley Dyer. Dyer into the corner. Now Boston takes a 17-footer, and it's too strong. Rebound brought down by Paige Thorell. Thorell up the floor to Sydney Bartruff. Back to Colin the trailer. Holds the ball on the right side, lobs it into Rodenbaugh. Fadeaway jumper from 7 on the low block right side. No good. Elm Creek had the rebound, flat out dropped it, and now we've got a jump ball. Should be Loomis basketball. Tied up underneath, Tori Maskey and Kadra Brodeen. At the end of one, Eustace Farnham leading Elwood 14-8. 14-8, Eustace Farnham leading Elwood after one. Here it's 14-11 into Rodenbaugh, back down to the low post, and the turnaround jumper is up and in for Paige Thorell. And now Loomis leads it 16-11 with 6.5 to go here in the first half of play. Elm Creek gets the ball into the front court, takes it to the top for a three-pointer. It's no good by Hadley Dyer. Another scrap for a loose ball, another jump ball. And this time it belongs to Elm Creek as Maskey was tied up by Jackie Berkey. So it'll be their ball underneath the hoop. They find the cutter down the middle of the lane. Jackie Berkey. Berkey will lay it up and in. 16-13. Good pass in. Well-executed inbounds play that time for Elm Creek, who's in the zone. Into Rodenbaugh in the paint. Dumps it a little deeper down. Not much room, but the shot is still taken. No good by Thorell. And Katie Meyer, who's back in there with the 3 fouls, will get the rebound. 16-13, Elm Creek, and now a foul out away from the hoop on April Collin. That'll be her second and the team's 5th. Glad you're along with us on this Monday night. KKPR-FM, Cardi Loomis, Elm Creek, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll recap the first game tonight that Overton won 49-44. We'll talk with Overton coach Chris Blecka, so stay with us. And the jumper is up, and it is in. Down low, it is Kadra Brodeen with her first bucket and cutting the lead to 1, 16-15. Loomis dumps it into the left-hand corner to Brooke Thorell. Thorell drives the baseline, gets herself set, shot no good. Tried to grab her own rebound, but it slipped through her hands to Hadley Dyer. And as Dyer hustles up the floor, a reach-in foul called on Loomis. So Elm Creek, just one of those teams that is not necessarily a good matchup for this 11-3 Loomis team. And the third foul on April Collin. Sixth team foul, each team with 6 team fouls. And Elm Creek will get the ball with a chance to take their first lead of the game. Swing it over to the right side to Dyer. Skip pass across the zone here. They get it to Brodeen. Back up Berkey. Berkey, 17-footer, is going to be off the front of the iron, no good, and over the back again. Elm Creek is really bad about going over the back. We've seen that numerous times tonight. Maskey had the rebound, and Brodeen goes right over the back, and that gives Loomis free throws. So walking to the other end. Who are they going to put at the line? Yeah, it should be Maskey. And now finally they get her to the free throw line. She has 2 points. Has not shot a free throw yet in the basketball game. And the free throw is up and in. Maskey, a 54% free throw shooter on the season, makes the first one. And the second one now for Maskey is on the way and in. So she hits them both. And Loomis is back up by 3, 18-15, with 5:15 to go here in the first half. Pushing the ball up the floor. Elm Creek stops at midcourt. And they'll have it from Berkey to Boston. Now back into the hands of Dyer. Playing catch at the top of the circle. Trying to post up, but Boston takes the three. It's off the iron, no good. And the ball goes right off Elm Creek and out of bounds. But they're going to say it is Elm Creek basketball. And so Elm Creek will take it out right underneath their own hoop. And wide open is Berkey, and then they throw it off her knee and out of bounds. I could see that right here and couldn't say anything. Berkey was wide open on the backside, and they bounced it right off her knee and out of bounds. So Elm Creek, a sure two there, bounces out, and Loomis catches a break. They'll bring it into the front court, lob it into the corner, get it to Rodenbaugh. She's double-teamed, out for the three. Sydney Barntruff, it rattles around and in. Barntruff hits the three-point bucket, and it's 21-15 Loomis. Their lead is back out to 6, so Elm Creek had a chance to take the lead. Now they're down 6. Here's an 18-footer that's up and in by Kadra Brodeen. Second bucket by Brodeen, 21-17. Loomis hustles the ball up the floor again. They want to keep the pace high. High post to Rodenbaugh. Swings it baseline to Thorell, who is fouled on the shot of the arm. And Whitney Hubbard with her first personal foul. Two free throws coming up for Brooke Thorell, who is 1-for-2 at the line, has 3 points, 1 rebound. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Again, earlier tonight, 49-44 Overton, 25 points for Kinsey Enix in the game. SEM got 12 points and 9 boards from Miranda Pierce. Second free throw is going to be called no good, stepping over the line. So Thorell missed it anyway, but it will be Elm Creek inbounding the ball. Down by 4, 21-17, here in quarter number 2. Elm Creek will get it across the timeline. Dyer right in front of the Loomis bench, double team, throws it to the back into the trailer, and Berkey fires the shot up, no good. Dyer rebound, foul on Loomis. Again, on the floor, diving. It's just incredible how many times the ball has been on the floor that these young ladies are scrapping for. The foul will be called on Paige Thorell, her second, and a 1-1 now for Hadley Dyer, who has 4 points and puts up her first free throw of the game, and it is going to roll over the rim and in. 21-18. Second free throw now. Coming up for Dyer. Puts this one on the way, and it bounces around and in. So Dyer hits them both. It's 21-19. Loomis by 2. A little token pressure in the backcourt. Now Dyer gets out of there and will let Bartrup bring it up uncontested. Spread that zone. Go to the high post to Paige Thorell. Thorell double team. The Elm Creek fans wanted a walk. They'll reverse it right side. Off balance jumper short by Rademacher. Jump ball underneath. And the tie-up between Maskey, who has 7 rebounds, and Kadra Brodeen. Arrow points the way of Loomis with 3:48. Try a little give and go. Give it right back to the gal that inbounded it, but they couldn't get it to Maskey. It's stolen away by Dyer. First turnover of the quarter for Loomis. Elm Creek throws it out to Boston. She doesn't want the three, so Brodeen, 17-footer. No good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Dyer, and she is fouled on the putback. 2 more free throws for Hadley Dyer, who was just at the line. So we're starting to see the fouls mount up here. That's the 17th foul of the first half. And this one will be called on Brooke Thorell, her first. And right back to the line here for Hadley Dyer. The first one is up, and it's short that time. No good. Janessa Bergman back in for Loomis. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, so stay with us. Second free throw now is on the way, and it's good. So Dyer gets one of two. That makes it 21-20. Loomis, they get the lead up to six. Elm Creek catches them. Lead up to six. Elm Creek catches them. This time it's down to one. Get it inside. Turnaround jumper in traffic. Bounces off the rim. Paige Thorell, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Haley Boston. And Boston will trot the ball up the floor. Bring it off on the right side. Gives it to Dyer. Skip pass over to Brodeen. Now to Berkey. Drives 10-footer off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Point blank. Brodeen couldn't get it to go. And the rebound comes to Paige Thorell. Brodeen actually looked up, saw the bottom of the rim, and still took the shot. That's why it didn't go. Now in transition, a 15-foot jumper by Bartruff is no good. Rebound by Elm Creek. They still want to run. Berkey got the board. 21-20 Loomis now. Elm Creek will slow it down. Boston gets it under control. Swings it over the right wing to Dyer. And the steal is made. Stepping in to make the steal is going to be Sydney Bartruff. Seven or eight turnovers for Elm Creek. Now making a turnover the other way. Hubbard steals it. Hubbard to the other end. Blocked the shot, they say, by Janessa Bergman. Now it's a free-for-all. And a shot up no good that time by Dyer. The rebound brought down by Maskey. And now a foul in the backcourt. So we'll walk to the other end, shoot some more free throws. And Whitney Hubbard, I guess it's hard to tell right now when the whistle will blow and when it won't, because we've had plenty of fouls called. It's not like they're not calling them. No doubt about that. Janessa Bergman, one of two at the line. Meyer comes back into the game with three fouls and 2:19 to go in the third quarter. 21-20 Loomis. Foul on Hubbard was her second. The ninth team foul of the half on Elm Creek. And the first of the one and one now. Coming up for Bergman. It's on the way and it's good. So Janessa will get the bonus. Now coming in for Loomis, Brooke Thorell. And a second free throw coming up for Janessa Bergman. Takes her time, fires, and good. So hits them both. And the junior Janessa Bergman takes the lead back out to three, 23-20 with 2:15 to go in the quarter. Elm Creek into the front court with Dyer. Dyer has to go back up top to Boston. Boston looking to distribute the ball, gets it into the corner to Brodeen, back to Boston. She's trapped to the baseline, finds Meyer in the paint, wraparound pass to her, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Loomis. And a travel call. Jim Raver not happy at all. As the rebound brought down by Paige Thorell of the double team, and she turned. And that's when the whistle came. And checking in for Elm Creek is going to be Jackie Berkey. And now it'll be Elm Creek ball underneath their hoop. So we're set. Hubbard to throw it into Dyer in the right corner. Up top, there's Berkey. From the free throw line, the jumper no good. Elm Creek now starting to cool off. And the rebound to Bergman, her first of the game. Loomis into the front court, nearly walking with the ball. Sydney Barstruff, good thing she had a nail in the front of her shoe there. It kept her from walking. Lobs it into the corner to Rademacher. Tries to get it inside to Thorell. Remember, Rodenbaugh's been on the bench for a long time. Now a three-pointer is up, and it is in. That's Janessa Bergman, and the lead right back to six. So Bergman with five in a row, and that'll make it 26-20. Elm Creek trying to set something up off that screen. Berkey drives, puts the runner up in the paint. No good. Boston rebound, just throws it up as she's falling down. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes to Bergman again. So now Loomis, as much as they've kind of struggled in this herky-jerky game, has a chance to take a pretty good lead into halftime if they get another bucket here. But instead, it's going to be knocked away by Dyer and another Loomis turnover. That's their seventh of the game, but fourth here in the last couple of minutes. A minute left before halftime, 26-20 Loomis. Top of the key, three-pointer on the way. No, they'll say her toe was grazing the line, but it's good for Hadley Dyer, who now has 9 points. 26-22, 40 seconds to go. High post. They get it to Thorell, trying to force it. It's deflected. Ball loose. Falls right into the hands of Rademacher on the backside, who is fouled on the shot and will go to the line for the first time. We've seen that on both ends. That ball gets deflected, and it just goes right to the offensive team for an easy shot. A lot of fouls eventually end up on that. And it's the second foul on Jackie Berkey. Two free throws coming up here for Rademacher. The first one is no good. Checking back in will be Kendra Brodeen, getting Meyer out of there with those three fouls. 34 seconds to go. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll talk with Overton coach Chris Blecka after their win earlier tonight here on Classic Hits. Second free throw is good for Rademacher, her first point of the ball game. 27-22 Loomis, 30 seconds to go before halftime. Top of the key, Boston dribbles to the free throw line. Didn't want to shoot it. 18-footer up and in. Dyer, they've got those toes on the line, but they are hitting the long-range jumper now. 27-24, Loomis, 15 seconds to go. Swing it over to the left-hand corner. Long three on the way by Bergman. Comes up short. Fight for the rebound. Elm Creek has it in Boston. They've got 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Hubbard up to Boston. Three-pointer at the horn is no good, and we are at halftime. Dyer put it back up and in, but the clock had already reached triple zero. So a game that was more like a grease pig contest, as often as we saw kids on the ground diving for the ball and they were just trying to get possession out there. But number one, Loomis, who went double overtime to win the first meeting between these two teams, leads it 27-24 at the half. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report from Loomis, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, 27-24, Loomis leading Elm Creek in the 1-8 matchup. As we say, we don't know if it'll be this game, but it's been a long, long time since the top four seeds got out of the opening night. There's been some big upsets in the past, and wouldn't have been a big upset, but the 4-5 matchup was a close game throughout the night. Overton ends up finding a way defensively, especially in the second half, to shut down SEM, win it 49-44. Kinsey Enix, 25 points, and we're joined by head coach Chris Blecka. And coach, tournament time, survive in advance, and that's what your girls did. Got off to a good start, but SEM didn't quit in that second quarter.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's exactly right. Every game is an opportunity to advance or go home, and our girls really came out, and we wanted to push the pace, and we wanted to play hard, and that SEM team, a good team. They came out, they played hard against us, and we had to challenge the girls. Do you want to go home or do you want to stay and you want to play hard? And they rose up to the challenge in that second half.
Important part of your season, too, because you were upset by Elm Creek. You never know if the season's going to go the wrong way at some point, because you guys had been playing so well into the Christmas break and the start. And, of course, for Elm Creek, they'd find a way to get three wins in a row. Or, excuse me, tonight for SEM, they had found a way to beat some good teams. And they had a little confidence. But you wanted to press them. We know that. What did you do differently in the second half with your press that really just killed SEM?
We talked about rotation. We talked about moving in anticipation. And it's so big in basketball that you're willing to anticipate and you're willing to try to make the move while they're making it. And so really, halftime, we just have to say, you want this more than the other team, let's go take it.
And Kinsey, they weren't all layups either. She had two or three in there, but she found a way to hit the open jumper. And when you can do that, that makes such a huge difference. And we've seen that here in this game, too.
Yeah, Kinsey is really turning into a knockdown shooter. And I love to see, I've seen her progress throughout the season. And if we can get that ball in there to Beavers or Miranda Farley, they're great to work around because we get it in there, teams start pushing hard in there, and then we get it out to Chelsea, Paige, Lori, and Kinsey. They're all willing to knock down a shot at this point of the year.
We're talking with Chris Black, the head coach of the Overton Eagles. They beat SEM tonight 49-44. Chris, it wasn't just the full court press and the zone trapping that you were doing in the back court, but even when SEM did get it into the front court, got into their half court, they were real successful with their posts in the first half with Iba and Pierce getting 14 points. In the second half, they got three. How about the play there in the half court defense?
We talked about rotations and we talked about who needs to be where, and our 2-3 is a little different than most. Girls have to help and recover and get out of position sometimes, and we just had to make sure that we were not afraid to get out of position to make a play.
You advance on to play Thursday night against the winner of this game. It's easy to say the number one seed is going to advance on. We don't know that. I'm sure the girls would like another crack at Elm Creek and maybe some confidence with the 8 in front of their number. But when you played Loomis, it was the first weekend of the season, a pretty young season at that time. What do you see in this game, and what concerns you about Thursday night, depending on who you play?
Well, we just played this Elm Creek team, and they're a good team. They're fast. They move their feet. They get to where they need to be, and they do what they're supposed to do. And they were a good team. Their record doesn't show exactly who they are. And along with Loomis, it was an early part of the season. We had chances. We had opportunities. They weren't quite blossomed yet. We weren't quite blossomed yet. And we're very confident in either of these teams coming out and playing. I think we can make our girls are very excited to match either of these teams.
Well, getting on to the next round, two more games guaranteed. That dreaded layoff until a week away. This late in the season, you want to play games, and that's what your girls are going to do Thursday night at 6:15. And, Chris, congratulations. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
Chris Black, the head coach of the Overton Eagles. They win it tonight 49-44 behind Kinsey Enix, 25 points. Again, the rest of the games, all semifinals, the consolation and finals Saturday on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com from the Viero Event Center. Here it's Loomis 27-24 at half over Elm Creek. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's run down the first half numbers of our girls' semifinal contest. And we will start here with the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. Whitney Hubbard has a rebound. Kadra Brodeen, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Jackie Berkey, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Haley Boston hasn't scored, but she's found a way to grab 6 rebounds. Hadley Dyer, she is the team's leading scorer. She has 11 points, 4 rebounds. Katie Meyer has 2 points and 1 rebound. 4 rebounds was all in the first quarter, but with all those offensive rebounds in the second quarter, 15 for Elm Creek. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting all in the second quarter, 0 of 4. Turnovers, 5 of the first and 3 in the second. So 11 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second. At half, 24 points, 19 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from three-point land, 8 turnovers for Elm Creek. For Loomis, they had a chance to get to the free throw line quite a few times here in this first half of play, and that's why they have the lead. 1 point for Paige Rademacher, 4 points and 8 rebounds for Tori Maskey. Brooke Thorell has 3 points here in the first half and a rebound. Sydney Bartruff hit a three-pointer for her total. Janessa Bergman, 6 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Paige Thorell, 2 points, 4 rebounds. April Collin had a rebound. And Olivia Rodenbaugh had the first 8 points of the game, and that's where she's still at, 1 rebound and 1 block shot. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first quarter of play, and 5 of 8 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first, 4 in the second. 14 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second at the half. Loomis, 27 points, 17 rebounds. 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 7 turnovers. Loomis leads at 27-24. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back with the second half.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Elm Creek will get the ball to start the second half, trailing 27-24. They'll get it to Berkey on the right side. She drives, puts the jumper up from 14. It's a tad strong, comes off the rim long to April Collin. She thought about taking off with it. Now we'll kick it off into the hands of Sydney Bartruff down to Maskey, and they'll kick it back out, reset it here against that 2-3 zone of the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Maskey in the left-hand corner, back out to Bartruff, and Bartruff thinking about the three, shuffled the feet. Eighth turnover of the game for Loomis. At halftime over at Eustis, Eustis Farnham 29 and Elwood 17. That game is at the half. And the winner of that will play Amherst at 8 o'clock coming up on Thursday night, Viero Event Center and ESPN Radio. Elm Creek, ball was going out of bounds. They tried to save it, so they turn it over. It would have been off Loomis. Loomis drives. Collins' shot is no good. So they survive that, and Elm Creek gets the rebound here with Hadley Dyer. We have a decent score, but we've also had a good share of missed buckets in the paint. Elm Creek tries to post up Boston, kicks it back out. Three-pointer Dyer is going to be short, no good. Rebound loose. Rodenbaugh gets it into the hands of Sydney Bartruff. Bartruff's going to go coast-to-coast. Left-handed layup is good. 5 points for Bartruff. 29-24, Loomis by 5. Just underway here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Elm Creek, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Boston open again, but she refuses to shoot the three. Now they back off, so she will shoot it. It's no good. Meyer with the offensive rebound, then dribbles it off her foot, and Rodenbaugh will pick up the loose ball. Loomis brings it into the front court. Looking at the three. Now the three is on the way by Bartruff. No good. Katie Meyer will grab the rebound, her third. So the outside shot, the three hasn't been there. A lot of Elm Creek points have come from 17, 18 feet. Boston drives, kicks it off at a baseline. There's Meyer, and Katie finally gets back into the score column, and Mike Ford, for some reason, wants to call timeout, leaving him with two to go, and that's part of his coaching style. We've seen him do it numerous times, call the timeout after the made bucket. 6:06 to go, third quarter, 29-26, Loomis. We'll be right back.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Tomorrow night, the boys' quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll be right back here in Loomis. Pleasanton and SEM at 6, Loomis and Amherst. At 7:30, the Wolves will be looking for some revenge against the Amherst team that upset them earlier this year. Here it's 29-26, Loomis in the girls' game. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Loomis basketball. Loomis has all their timeouts. Elm Creek now just has two after calling that one. Into the corner heel, they go to Paige Thorell. Get it into Rodenbaugh. Three players on her. She finds a way to get the shot away, although well contested. And then we get a tie-up between Rodenbaugh and Kadra Brodeen on the rebound. And the arrow points the way of Loomis. So Rodenbaugh's hustle keeps her in there. Shelby Brown now comes in, I think, for the first time tonight. Inbounds pass to the corner. Back to Baskey, who threw it in. Missed the short jumper. Another jump ball. This one between Brown and Maskey. And, of course, this time the ball will go into the hands of Elm Creek. Elm Creek will walk the ball up the floor here with Whitney Hubbard. Trying to put a little pressure on is going to be Barchup. So she just throws over the top to Brown, who gives it back to Dyer. Dyer, right side, Berkey, back up top. Dyer for the three and the tie, but it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes out to Rodenbaugh. Elm Creek is 0 of 7 from three-point land. Loomis will bring the ball into the front court. Get it down the low block, Rodenbaugh. Foul of the shot by Kadra Brodeen. Second on Brodeen, first foul of the half on either team. Other basketball action going on tonight. Had action for you on ESPN Radio. Pittsburgh has just finished beating West Virginia 72-66 tonight in the Big East. Free throw by Rodenbaugh is up and in. She had the first 8 points of the game. That's her first point since, so she now has nine, 30-26. And the second free throw is up, and it is good. So Rodenbaugh will hit them both. She's into double figures, and it's 31-26. Loomis back up by five. Elm Creek, Dyer tries another three. One's got to go eventually, but that's not the one. Rodenbaugh will pull down her fourth rebound, and it's stolen away. The shot, though, will not go. And we've got a scrum for it. Foul called on Loomis. Elm Creek winning the battle down low. I think that was Dyer. It was either Dyer or Brown that grabbed the ball. I'm giving it to Dyer. I apologize if I got the wrong girl that time. The foul, though, is on Rodenbaugh. And that is her, no, excuse me, it's on Collin, and that's her fourth. So April Collin out with four. Elm Creek gets it in. Hubbard around the perimeter. Try another long-range jumper. Berkey in and out, no good. And grabbing the loose ball will be the Loomis Wolves, but the outlet pass is stolen away after Maskey didn't see the defender. Now Elm Creek gets a third chance this trip. Driving the baseline, Dyer gets tripped up, kicks it out to Boston. 17-footer good. Haley Boston. It's her first bucket of the basketball game, 31-28, Loomis, 4:20 to go, third quarter. Loomis ball into the corner, Rademacher, skip pass to the high post, Rodenbaugh, one dribble, takes the 8-foot leaner, no good. Rebound brought down by Jackie Berkey. And Elm Creek not wanting to run, Loomis gets back defensively. So they'll get it into the front court, look for a chance to cut it to one or take the tie here. Boston gets by Rodenbaugh. Her little jumper up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Haley Boston. And it's 31-30, and Jim Rayburn's going to call his first time out of the ball game. 3:51 to go in the third quarter of play. We've seen it all night. Loomis gets that lead up to six. Elm Creek either ties it or cuts it to one. And it's 31-30 Loomis. 3:51 to go, third quarter. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here out of the Loomis timeout. It's going to be stolen away. Stolen away by Boston, but she can't finish it. She'll kick it out to Hubbard for three. High off the iron, no good. In the air, we've got players grabbing the ball, going to the floor together. Another jump, Hadley Dyer and Paige Thorell. And the arrow points the way of Loomis with 3:35 to go here the third quarter. Again, earlier tonight, 49-44, Overton your winner as they downed SEM. Had to come from five down in the halftime locker room. 25 for Kinsey Enix. Also tonight, Amherst defeated Axtell 52-34. Eustace Farnham leading Elwood over in Eustace, and here's another Loomis turnover. All of a sudden, they're having trouble hanging on to the ball. They had seven turnovers in the first half, five in this quarter. Hubbard into the front court against the trapping zone. Dyer swings it over to Boston. Squares, fires the three, and again is no good. Offensive rebound, though, brought down by Brodeen. Swing it back to Hubbard. Hubbard looks left side. Meyer has it inside the arc, but about 15 feet away. Back out to Hubbard. Looks like Loomis is trying to pick up the defensive pressure here. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 31-30. Elm Creek trails by one, trying to get their first lead of the night. Here's Boston from 15. It's good. And Elm Creek has the lead. On Haley Boston's third straight bucket, she hasn't scored all night. She's got the last three, and it's 32-31 in favor of Elm Creek. 2.5 to go in a quarter on the left side. Here's the jumper on the way. No good for Bartra. The rebound being batted around. They're on the floor again. There's a surprise. Another jump ball. It will be Elm Creek's as Boston was tied up underneath by Thorell again. Page. Let's set the folks on the floor for you here. We've just had some substitutions. For Elm Creek, Whitney Hubbard, Katie Meyer, along with Haley Boston, Hadley Dyer, and Jackie Berkey. As we said, they only play about seven girls. And Brown was the seventh. 32-31 Elm Creek. Ball and the lead. Hubbard tries to get it in the paint. Does Berkey. Short jumper from eight. No good. Rebound comes out long. Hadley Dyer grabs her eighth. Dyer drives. Now kicks it back out. Here's the jumper up and it is in. Baseline Jackie Berkey. That bounced around forever. But now she's got nine. 34-31. Remember, the first game these teams played this year went to double overtime. Now another steal. Dyer comes away with the errant pass. Goes all the way to the rack. Stops from six. Off the glass and in. And the Elm Creek fans are into it now. Time out, Loomis. 1:38 to go in the third quarter of play. A 10-0 run by the Buffaloes. And they lead it 36-31 on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Well, both games tonight have had their share of excitement, and now the underdog, the 8th seed Elm Creek, who had to play in the play-in game Saturday, has a 5-point lead over the number 1 seed Loomis. A minute 30 to go, third quarter, 36-31. Another pass stolen away in the half court, and another steal by Hadley Dyer. Seventh turnover of the quarter for Loomis. That was the undoing of SEM in their loss to Overton. All the third quarter turnovers. Could it be the undoing for Loomis? Boston fakes Rodenbaugh, drives, kicks it out to Hubbard on the left wing. Hubbard against tight Loomis defensive pressure now. The guards are trying to pressure the ball as much as they can. Berkey to Dyer, back up Boston, open three on the way. It is no good. Rodenbaugh gets the rebound. Still can't buy a three-point bucket for Elm Creek. They're 0 of 7 in the quarter, 0 of 11 in the game. But for Loomis, they have 4 points in the quarter. Rodenbaugh finally gets one of the paint and hits the seven-footer. 12 points now for Rodenbaugh. That snaps the 10-0 run for Elm Creek. 36-33, Wolves trail at home with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Elm Creek to Meyer. Meyer, one dribble, swings it right side. Open three, Dyer on the way. It's just not there. Rebound fought for. Boston comes away with it. Kicks it out on the wing. The shot no good. Again, the ball loose in the lane. Probably going to get another jump, and we do. The arrow points the way of Loomis, Olivia Rodenbaugh, grabbed that loose basketball. 21 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 36-33, Elm Creek. Multiple subs coming in. Shelby Brown gets back in there. If you got anybody right now with three fouls, you probably want them on a bench. Loomis to throw it in. Elm Creek's going to pressure it a little bit. That could play into Loomis's hands here. They've got 20 seconds. Up the floor with it is Sydney Bartruff. Guarded there by Dyer. Gives it off on the right wing to Bergman. Back up for a three-pointer. Bartruff, but it's short. It goes out of bounds. Elm Creek will get it with 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. So Loomis has went ice cold as well as turned the ball over here. And Brown will throw it into Boston. Full court pressure being put on. Back to Brown. 6 seconds still in the backcourt. Front court, now they get it to Dyer. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Hubbard, a long three. And it's off the top of the backboard. And that will end this third quarter of play. But an upset is brewing. Elm Creek 36 and Loomis 33. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters here on Classic Hits.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
And welcome back to high school basketball. We head to the fourth quarter, and Loomis is going to have to put on a comeback here if they want to stay alive in the tournament as the number one seed. Elm Creek gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading it 36-33. And we'll give you some numbers here in just a moment, but Loomis held to 6 points in that third quarter. Elm Creek drives in, tries the reverse layup, but Boston hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound comes out to Dyer, who hits the jumper. That ball was shuffled out to her from the bottom of the pile, but Dyer now with a 15-point night, and it's a 5-point lead, equaling the largest for Elm Creek, 38-33. Try to lob it inside to Rodenbaugh, but it's going to be deflected out of bounds by Kadra Brodeen. We've also got some foul problems. April Collin has 4 for Loomis. Nobody else with more than 2 for Elm Creek. Katie Meyer's been playing with 3 most of the night, a bunch of people with 2. But only 1 foul on each team of the third quarter, so that helped them out. Loomis's was on Collin, though. At the end of 3, Eustace Farnham clinging to a 42-35 lead over Elwood. 42-35 after 3. Here, Rodenbaugh at the top. Dyer, another steal. Dyer going to the other end. 1-on-3 has to stop. Kick it to Berkey, the trailer. Berkey kicks it out of timeout on Elm Creek side. They've got 1 remaining. Coach Ford, afraid of the possible turnover there, calls the timeout, and he's down to 1 with 7:13 to go in the basketball game. Elm Creek 38 and Loomis 33. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Out of the Elm Creek timeout, the Buffaloes will have the ball, working around the perimeter, out of the free throw line. Berkey's open, 15-footer no good. Big collision underneath, but the ball ends up in the hands of Sydney Bartruff. Bartruff will give it off to Collin, who's back in with the four fouls. April into the right-hand corner. They'll go to Paige Thorell. Thorell tries to get it inside. It's banged around off about three or four sets of arms, and off of Elm Creek, out of bounds it goes. Again, earlier tonight, it was Amherst defeating Axtell 52-34. Eustace Farnham leads Elwood 42-35 after three. Overton, a 49-44 winner over SEM here on Classic Hits. Rodenbaugh, they're just triple-teaming her. Sometimes they get four players on her in that zone, and they have shut her down basically since the first quarter. Collin, right side, can't get the shot over Dyer, who's been sensational in the second half. Top of the key, though, a three is drained by Sydney Bartruff. Her second three of the basketball game, and it's 38-36. The lead two. Any threes really effective here in this game that's been close all the way. Nobody's led by more than six as Boston gets into the paint. Out top, she'll go to Brodeen. She's not a three-point shooter. Gives it to Berkey. Throws through the lane. Somehow it ended up in Hubbard's hands, and then Hubbard is fouled, and April Collin is gone. At the top of the key, the reach-in foul called, and Collin fouls out of the game tonight. No points, two rebounds with 6:04 to go in the game. And for April Collin, averages about 6.3 rebounds a game. Just there was no chance for her tonight because of all the foul trouble. And so coming in for her will be Janessa Bergman. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews. Stay with us. Haley Boston on the inbound, gives it back to Dyer on the left wing. Off the pick, drives hard but can't get a shot away. Kicks it into the corner to Brodeen. Quickly back out to the left side. Here is Brodeen from the free throw line. Jumper no good. Rebound brought down by Paige Thorell in traffic underneath. Or Tori Maskey, excuse me. That's her 11th rebound. And up the floor they come. Here's Bartruff leaving it off in the corner for Maskey. Back up top quickly. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Janessa Bergman. Her second three. And Loomis has regained the lead here at home. 39-38 on back-to-back threes. Elm Creek ball, 5:20 left to go in our contest. Still plenty of time. Right side of three for Dyer. It's good. The first one of the game for Elm Creek. 1-14 now for Elm Creek beyond the arc. And 18 points in the game for Hadley Dyer. 41-39. Elm Creek won't go away. Reach-in foul called on Whitney Hubbard. As Brooke Thorell started to make a move. Third foul on Hubbard. Second foul of the half on Elm Creek. Again right now. Foul situation. Not going to see a lot of free throws at this pace. Two on each team. 5 minutes to go in the game. Dump it into the deep corner here to Thorell. Thorell was covered, so she'll kick it back out to Bergman. Bergman back into the corner. Thorell. Rodenbaugh. They just can't get it to her. Now she finds a little room, and she'll turn and score. Rodenbaugh finally got the upper hand, called for the ball. Thorell got it to her, 14 points to lead the way for Rodenbaugh, and we are tied at 41, the first tie since 21-all, I believe. Maybe not even that, 11-all. Here's a three, Dyer goes for two in a row and gets it. So Hadley Dyer back-to-back threes, 8 1/4, 21 in the game. 4.5 to go, Loomis runs to Thorell. Thorell puts up an 11-footer off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Brodeen. Brodeen is tackled, foul Loomis. Going to be on Brooke Thorell, her second. Third team foul. Into the game is going to be Paige Thorell now for Loomis. So you've got Rodenbaugh getting a breather here. Paige Thorell, Brooke Thorell, Maskey, Bergman, and Bartruff on the floor. And here comes Katie Meyer back in for Elm Creek. Boston, Berkey, Dyer, Hubbard. Looks like the original starters there. For Elm Creek, up three with 4:10 to go. Hubbard on the right side of the key. Tries to get it into Meyer. She's well covered. She's trapped. Fight for it. The players go to the floor. It goes out of bounds. Man, they are scrapping out there. They are scrapping. It is getting more than just a scrapping game. A little physical. And Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. Dyer to throw it in. Hubbard deep in the left-hand corner on the far side. Tries to get out of there. She's double-teamed. Her pass to Berkey is knocked away. Berkey's able to grab it back and get it to Boston, the left wing, and they'll reset. High post, they go to Berkey. Back out Dyer for three. That one is short. Rebound run down to the corner by Bergman. Bergman's outlet pass is deflected, but out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Hubbard ran out of real estate and found herself up in the Loomis crowd. Elm Creek 44, Loomis 41, 3:42 to go, and Dyer tried to steal the inbounds pass and ran over the top of Bartruff, and that'll be the third foul on Hadley Dyer. Hadley's made so many good plays here, that was kind of an unnecessary one. They're just trying to get it in the backcourt one-on-one. Third foul, Dyer, the way she's playing, you just don't want to see her getting foul trouble. Here's another three attempted all the way around and out off the glass. Bergman, no good. Rebound brought down by Thorell, but they call her for a travel. Second turnover of the quarter for Loomis. They've got 16. Elm Creek only two turnovers in the half. And that's why they're in this game and leading this game. Back in, Brodeen for Elm Creek, Rodenbaugh for Loomis. But with each non-scoring possession for the Wolves, Elm Creek could work more clock and get a little more confidence here. 3.5 to go, 44-41. Elm Creek trying to knock off the number one seed on opening night. In the corner, Boston. A little hesitant, gives it back off on the left wing to Dyer. Back to Boston. She's not going to shoot the ball. She's looking for Berkey. Up top they go. Swing it right side. Dyer, quick ball movement back over to Boston. Just playing catch around the perimeter. Now Boston for three, but it's over everything. And Dyer tries to save it in. She does, but it goes into the hands of Rodenbaugh. And now they want to run up the floor. It gets away from Paige Thorell. She tracks it down and nearly walked. Finally gets it back out to Bartra. Up top they'll go for another three. Janessa Bergman, that's short, no good. Got her own rebound. Follow, no good. Another rebound. Back up, no good by Rodenbaugh. And finally, Brodeen brings it down. And Loomis can't buy a bucket right now. Another minute has been whittled off the clock. 2:30 to go. It remains 44-41. Here's Dyer, who has all 8 points for Elm Creek in the quarter and a game-high 21. Back out top they go to Berkey. Berkey, free throw line jumper, good. It's a 5-point game, 11 points for Jackie Berkey. 46-41, 2:10 to go. Lewis needs to answer here. Stay with a one-possession game. Off the pick, Thorell. And as Thorell tries to turn the corner, a foul. And if it's on Dyer, it's her fourth. No, it's on Hubbard, her fourth. But Hubbard not the scorer that Dyer has been tonight. Still not in a 1-1. We're not even really close. Four fouls on Elm Creek, three on Loomis. And Elm Creek, a pretty good free throw shooting team, all things considered. Well, no, I've looked at the wrong column, 53%. So Rodenbaugh drives and is fouled and goes to the ground. But she's able to get up. She'll be okay. Kind of landed on that knee. Wasn't quite sure how rough that was going to end up being. So Rodenbaugh will go to the line. The third foul on Jackie Berkey. Rodenbaugh, third trip to the line, has 14 points. She's got 8 boards, 7 in this half. Puts the free throw up. And it is good for Olivia Rodenbaugh. And for Rodenbaugh, on the season, she is a... Now let me get that stat. It doesn't matter. That free throw is up, and it is in. Rodenbaugh, 6 of 6 at the line tonight. 46-43 is your score. Rodenbaugh, only a 43% free throw shooter, this says. Pressure, Elm Creek can't get away from it. Now they make a long pass into the front court. And able to get it Boston. Trying to get it to Hubbard. The ball deflected. 1:47 to go. 46-43. And Coach Jim Rayburn wants to call a 30-second timeout. So he'll have two remaining. Elm Creek has one. 1:47 to go in a game. Elm Creek has the ball at a 46-43 lead here at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Each team with 10 points here in the quarter, so it's still a 3-point Elm Creek lead. Loomis still has three fouls to give, so they need to get after it. They need to start jumping into that passing lane. They can afford to foul. Boston with it up top. Bartruff all over her. 5-second count is on. Ball knocked away. For a moment, Loomis has it, and then an Elm Creek foul. The steal is made by Sydney Bartruff, And that's the way you do it. You don't just reach out and start hacking people on the arm. You go for the ball, and that will be the sixth foul on Elm Creek, the first on Haley Boston. 46-43, Loomis, a minute and a half to go. Barcha passes the three at the top of the circle, and they try to dump it inside, and Bergman's pass is stolen back by Boston. Elm Creek to Dyer. Dyer knocked away from behind, and a foul called, but again, no big deal. It's on Paige Rademacher, her first, and it is the team's fourth. So they'll have to inbound it just this side of backcourt again. Can Loomis get another steal? Elm Creek just one turnover here in the fourth quarter. They get it into Boston. Boston, good bounce back out to Dyer. Keep that baby out around the perimeter now, and that's what they're trying to do. Play keep away. Up by three. A minute 10 to go. And a foul called. But that's one of those where they did just reach out and push. Janessa Bergman, her first. 15 foul. Loomis needs to make a good try here on the inbound to get that steal. And they'll get it into Boston. Again, guarded there by Bartram. All they need is good defense right now, but another foul as Dyer drives. Still a minute 6 to go. Plenty of time for Loomis if they can play some defense, but they've elected to start fouling. Paige Thorell, her third. And it will be Loomis underneath the hoop this time to throw it, or Elm Creek to throw it in underneath the hoop. Dyer has it up 3, a minute 6 to go. Elm Creek trying to pull the upset at number one. Looking. Dyer looking. Still looking. The inbounds pass is deflected away, but it went out of bounds. And then it went off of Elm Creek. They say it went right back off of Dyer, who was trying to throw it in. So Elm Creek does turn it over. The Buffaloes, one timeout remaining. Loomis two, so Loomis gets another chance. 1 minute to go in the game. 46-43 Elm Creek. Loomis gets the ball over the right wing. Bergman fires it down low. Rodenbaugh, turnaround jumper. They call the foul on Kadra Brodine. Her third. Two shots coming up for Rodenbaugh, who's 6 of 6 at the line, but is only, according to the staff provided to us, a 43% free throw shooter. She gets two here, though. Leads the team with 16 points. The first one up. And it's right through there for Rodenbaugh. 46-44 Elm Creek, 54 seconds remaining. Second free throw now for the senior Rodenbaugh. It's up. It's in. She's got them all. Timeout on the floor by the Loomis Wolves with 54 seconds to go. Each team will have just one timeout remaining. And we'll take a break. Elm Creek has the ball in a 46-45 lead. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Brought to you by Misco Sports on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Out of the Elm Creek timeout, they break the press, throw it up to Hubbard. 50 seconds to go, Elm Creek by one. Loomis keeps that great defense on. They want a foul, apparently. And again, you question the strategy here. Elm Creek is frantic right now just to try to get the ball in the front court. And Loomis trying to make Elm Creek shoot free throws where they're just a 53% free throw shooting team. The foul on Rademacher. And it will send Hadley Dyer to the line to shoot a 1-1. She's had a huge game, 3 of 4 with 21 points. Can she make her free throws? The first one she can. It's up and in. Dyer on the season, a 59% free throw shooter. Brodine a little bit better. She's the best free throw shooter. Second free throw up, and it's no good. Rebound, Rodenbaugh got it, dropped it, picked it back up. 2-point game. 35 seconds to go. A two will tie it for Loomis. A three will give him the lead. Thorell out to Bartra. Fourth three. It's no good. Long rebound. Pulled down by Elm Creek and a foul with 26 seconds to go. And Dyer will be back at the line. Well, Bartruff was open. You can't say that she shouldn't take it. She was actually open the first time, passed it off. Then when she got it back, she let it go. And I'm sure Elm Creek was just trying to do everything they could to keep it out of Rodenbaugh's hands. So Dyer back to the line. Third foul called on Paige Thorell. Eighth team foul. Still a 1-1 for Dyer, who is now 4 of 6 at the line. 22 points and 10 rebounds. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Front end of the 1-1. It's on the way. It's no good. Rodenbaugh gets the rebound. Again, a chance here for Loomis to tie or win. 22 seconds to go. And up the floor, Bartra. Bounce pass gives it to Courtney Palmer, who's in. The ball deflects off the ref, and Elm Creek gets the basketball. What a horrible break for Loomis. What a horrible break. There's nothing you can do about it. The crowd is not going to be happy, but it's just one of those things that happen. The official is part of the floor. The ball would have went out of bounds off of Elm Creek, but instead it deflected off the ref and stayed in, and Elm Creek was able to steal it. And a timeout called by Elm Creek. 13 seconds to go, and if you're going to pull off an upset, you need a few bounces, and Elm Creek just got one. 47-45 Elm Creek. We'll be right back.
Most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
For Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Loomis. Elm Creek 13 seconds away from the upset, but they've still got to make some free throws and hold on to the ball. Jackie Berkey to throw it in the backcourt. And they're out of timeouts. They get it in, and Dyer's off to the races. Goes to the hoop, lays it up and in. Elm Creek's up by 4 and a foul. Instead of just trying to get it in, they used Loomis's over-aggressiveness and made him pay. And Dyer will go to the line to try and finish this one off. 9 seconds to go. Dyer's free throw is good. Loomis needs to get a bucket here quickly. It's 50-45. Up the floor, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They throw the shot up. It's out of bounds. Elm Creek is going to upset Loomis. 3 seconds remaining here tonight. And we say it, somebody goes down every year. Tonight, it's number one. 3 seconds, Elm Creek gets it in. They fall down, and a travel will be called, but it didn't matter. There's 1.5 seconds left. Haley Boston looks up at the clock and says, I don't care. Time ran off the clock, right? So one. No good, and this game is over. The Elm Creek Buffaloes have won 4 in a row and have upset number one Loomis, 50-45. They lost to him in double overtime to start the month. Tonight, they didn't blow a 17-point lead. They came back and won the ball game. Elm Creek goes to 7-10. Loomis drops to 11-4. And we will be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. We want to thank the many fine sponsors as we get ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, serving you for 40 years and will continue to do so. Call the main office, 728-5261, if you need more information. And an upset here tonight as Elm Creek has dropped the top seed Loomis 50-45, and the Loomis girls, they just haven't had any luck, volleyball or basketball, with this class, this group of girls in the conference tournaments. They've had trouble advancing on in the volleyball. Last year, I believe they were the 2 seed and got beat by Wilcox Hildreth, who went on to the finals. And this year, they're the 1 seed, and they get upset by Elm Creek, 50-45. We'll give you an update on Eustace Farnum and Elwood, too, in just a moment. But we'll take a break and come back and look at the numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustace Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustace Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. We had 2 close games go to the final minute here tonight. Almost identical scores, 49-44 Overton over SEM, 50-45. Elm Creek upsets Loomis in high school basketball tonight. Also tonight, it was Amherst defeating Axtell in the other quarters over at Eustace, 52-34. Eustace Farnham had a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter over Elwood. We're waiting for the final score to be confirmed. But right now, let's take a look at the final numbers here on the Misco Sports postgame show. For Loomis, they had a total of 7 players score. Paige Rademacher, 1 point. Tori Maskey, 4 points, tied for the team high in rebounds with 10. Brooke Thorell, 3 points, 1 rebound. Sydney Bartruff, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Janessa Bergman, 9 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Paige Thorell, 2 points, 7 rebounds. April Collin was in foul trouble tonight, ended up with just 2 rebounds. And Olivia Rodenbaugh led the way tonight for the Wolves, 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 1 block. 17 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 9 of 14 in the first half, 6 of 6 in the second half, all from Rodenbaugh. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in each half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, 11 in the second half of play. Loomis had 27 points at halftime. They scored 18 in the second half, and the Wolves finished with 45 points, 36 rebounds, 15 out of 20 at the free throw line, 4 of 14 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 18 turnovers. Statistically, the numbers aren't horrible, but tonight they are defeated 50-45. And it was the turnovers in the third quarter. They just couldn't get things going. They got the lead in the second half. They got that lead back. But then Elm Creek got a couple of back-to-back threes from Dyer early in the fourth quarter to turn things around. And they kept the lead. And 11-4 now for Loomis. And unfortunately, they're done. They don't play at home the rest of the year. And it doesn't get any easier. They come right back next Tuesday, the 7th, at the regular season on Friday the 10th. At Pleasanton. We'll look at Elm Creek's numbers and see if we can get a word with Mike Ford right after this. Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for Elm Creek. Only five players scored. Whitney Hubbard and Shelby Brown each had one rebound in the game. Kadra Brodeen, 4 points, 8 rebounds. Jackie Berkey, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Haley Boston, 6 points, and they came in three possessions, or it wasn't three for three, but three straight buckets in the third quarter for her. She had 8 rebounds. Katie Meyer, 4 points, 3 rebounds. But tonight, it was Hadley Dyer, 25 points, 10 rebounds. Elm Creek, 19 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. Most of that from Dyer. Three-point shooting, they were 0 of 13 through three quarters. And then those back-to-back threes by Dyer, this team ended up 2 of 17 from beyond the arc. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 5 in the second half. Elm Creek, 24 points at halftime, 26 more in the second half, and the Buffaloes finish with 50 points, 35 rebounds. 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 2 of 17 from three-point land, and 13 turnovers. But the Buffaloes have now won 4 in a row to get to 7 and 10, and once again, a Saturday tournament team has won 2 in a row to make it into the semifinals, meaning Elm Creek is now 7 and 10 with a 50-45 win over Loomis. They will play Overton, a team that they just beat last week in the semifinals on Friday night, and that game will be on ESPN, or Thursday night, from the Viero Event Center on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and also PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll talk with Coach Mike Ford right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. We just told you Loomis hasn't had any luck to get into that Fort Kearney Conference second round and get where they want to be and maybe fulfill their seed. Well, Elm Creek is used to being there. Even last year, a 500 team, they found a way to finish third. They lost to Amherst in the semifinals and then went on and took the consolation game. And tonight, they pull the upset by beating number one Loomis by a score of 50-45, a team that like to put on pressure, had a big gala in the middle. You guys didn't shoot from the outside well from three-point line, but Mike Ford joined us here. I mentioned in the first half, when you go back and look at the film, look at how many 17-footers they made in the ball game tonight, which is fine.
Yep.
But that's what kept you in it early.
Yep. You know, we were ready for maybe some extra pressure on Whitney. You know, she's a kid that she shattered our three-point record already midway through the season in December, and you know, then she goes and she hits five against Pleasanton the other night, we knew as we might see a box in one. We knew we might see a T in one or something, and we did. And we just said, Witt, you're just going to have to pick your opportunities to get back out on the perimeter. But if they're going to do something that might be a junk defense, you got to be ready to just be unselfish. And you might not get very many looks, but dragging people up to the top of the key, if she was to go up there, you drag a defender. And she did a nice job of just picking and choosing where she was going to be a part of our offensive set. But I have faith in all 12 of my kids to jump out there and hit shots. And Hadley hit some shots, and Haley hit some crucial shots. And it was just a team win.
How much confidence did the team have knowing that they had this team down big the first appearance earlier in the month, and you took them to double overtime?
Well, it, that was one of our messages in pregame and talking about this game. It's a familiar place. We sat on the same bench. It's a familiar team, and we've had success. Rodenbaugh is going to be a player that if you don't stick 3, 4, 5 defenders on, she's going to hurt you all night long, and we knew that we couldn't foul her. She's a great free throw shooter. But defensively, we played fairly good responsibility defense, and like I said, offensively, we hit shots, and they were long twos. That's what they're giving us, and I didn't want the kids to shoot out of rhythm. I said, if it's there and you're in rhythm, shoot it.
You were able to get yourself a couple of bucket leads so that when Loomis, there was a couple of times in the second half where they did score and then they'd get that steal and score right back, but you still had the lead, so you had a big enough lead. Even though if it was only 1 or 2 yep. points, your girls found a way to never give up that lead, which is important when you're the underdog.
And honestly, that's probably been a big struggle for us is when we do get a lead, holding that lead and playing with that lead, playing to win instead of playing to guard that loss. And so even there towards the end of the stretch, we clammed up, we were making silly passes, we were had horse blinders on to just the easy passes out there, and we got to get better at finishing out games, because every game here for the rest of the season will be close. I mean, it should be close. Teams have figured out defensive rotations and all this all the other stuff that goes into the game. And so they're going to be close.
We're talking with Elm Creek coach Mike Ford after they upset number one Loomis tonight. We saw some of it in the first game, and maybe some of it has to do with tournament time. But, boy, it was really scrappy. The kids were on the ground. We had numerous jump balls in the first half because kids were diving for the ball. And then it got a little more than diving for the ball. It got a little physical, but there weren't as many fouls in the second half. How did the game change, I guess?
I liked how the game was called in the second half. And the refs are getting used to the kids. Kids are getting used to the refs, and I think they called the same game in the second half. They did let it be a little bit more physical. But I think kids were just playing smarter defense. I think they were physical, but I don't think they were fouling.
Well, this thing sets up for you guys. Now you play an Overton team that wants another crack at you, but you just defeated them last week. Talk about that matchup on Thursday.
Watching those two teams play before us. Both teams present problems for us, and we got to come out and just execute. Like I told the kids, they were a little bit nervous before this game. Either we're prepared or we're not, and either what we've been doing all season is going to help us down the stretch, or we're gonna, they're gonna figure out what we're doing, and we're gonna be in trouble. But I have faith in our kids that they're gonna execute and play tough defense, and the defensive part's not ever a question. They play tough defense all the time, but just executing, making the smart pass, making the easy pass, and taking what the defense gives you sometimes late in games is a struggle for us.
Well, cancel your Saturday plans because you're gonna be in Kearney playing basketball no matter what happens on Thursday.
I was thinking I might need to get up to that Omaha Central Kearney High game, but I'll take. This is certainly a better deal.
Well, no matter when you play, you might still be able to sneak up there and get a little bit of Micah.
See some good basketball.
Congratulations to your girls, and Thursday night, 6:15 against Overton.
Awesome. Thanks,
sir. Take a final break and wrap things up. We were talking with Mike Ford, head coach of the Elm Creek Lady Bus. We'll wrap it up right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports wants to tell you that even though they've closed the retail store in Kearney, they're going to continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for the past 40-plus years. Same staff going to be on the road working with you face-to-face, giving you the same great products, whether they're giving you the helmets or the basketballs or the shoes or the helmets or baseballs, whatever it is, tape that you use just to get the kids all healthy and ready to go. Misco's is going to be working with you face-to-face. And if you have any questions, contact the main office, 728-5261, 728-5261. Eustace Farnham, a 56-42 win tonight over Elwood. So they win 56-42. They will play Amherst, who pulled away from a two-point halftime lead to beat Axtell 52-34. That's the 8 o'clock game on Thursday. Here tonight, two kids with 25-point performances. Kenzie Enix of Overton in a 49-44 win over SEM, and Hadley Dyer, 25 points, 10 rebounds in Elm Creek's 50-45 upset of Loomis. So it will be Elm Creek and Overton at 6:15. Amherst taking on Eustace Farnham at 8. Thursday night of the semifinals at the Viero Events Center, consolation and championship at 2-6 on Saturday. Tomorrow night, the boys game right here from Loomis. First game, Pleasanton SEM at 6. Loomis at Amherst, the rematch of that great game from earlier this year at 7:30. Overton will play Wilcox Hildreth at their place, and Elwood will play Elm Creek in the 4-5 matchups. The boys semifinals are Friday, and we've got all of those semifinals and finals on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and the at the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also tomorrow night on ESPN Radio, Loup Platte Conference Basketball. Kearney Catholic will host the Donovan Trumbull Girls and Loup City Boys. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Kearney High will be at Hastings for a girls and boys doubleheader. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks to the gang here and Cole, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here at Loomis for their hospitality. It wasn't their night. They fall to Elm Creek 50-45. This is Doug Duda saying good night. We'll see you back here at Loomis tomorrow.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa...